We say good morning to the federal member for Edmonara, Christy McBain. Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you give us a bit of a summary of what the budget means for us down here on the south coast and in the Edmonara?
Look, I think that the budget delivered last night clearly signals that the government wants to head towards an election. And we can tell that because some of the tax breaks that are built in are only built in till June next year. So we'll go through the fine details. But at this stage, from what I can see, there is no additional major infrastructure project. And again, I think there was a significant missed opportunity in regards to housing, especially because so many people across our region right now are struggling to find affordable housing, whether that be rental accommodation or houses to buy.
And locally, who do you think comes out as a winner from the budget? We know that $10 million was allocated to Mallacoota to put towards upgrading the Mallacoota-Genoa road.
Which is absolutely fantastic for that region. Good to see, considering the really tough time that they've been through. But a missed opportunity because there is no money in the budget to deal with the Snowy Mountains Highway or Brown Mountain. There's no money in that budget to deal with pinch points on the Princess Highway. There's no money in the budget, as I said, to deal with a number of issues that people are facing right now in our electorate. Housing is a huge one, and we know the bushfire recovery grant funds have been described as oversubscribed, and I think what we should be saying is they're underfunded. If we have recovery projects that are good for our region, then they should be getting a Guernsey.
And Christy, what do you make of the aged care sector being allocated an additional $17.7 billion over the next 5 years?
Look, I think that's a good start, but it doesn't go all the way to implementing the recommendations of the Aged Care Royal Commission. It only goes about half of the way. I know that there is a number of aged care workers in our region who will be satisfied that there is some money being spent right now. But what we need to see is structural change of that industry. That's what aged care workers, that's what residents and their families are calling for. That's structural change in the industry. And I hope that that is part of the money that has been allocated to aged care, is a real change to the legislation and regulations under which we operate.